This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is accusing Russia of trying to destroy the Donbas and all who live there. He said the cities and towns of the region will survive only if Ukraine remains standing, saying also if the Russian invaders are able to realize their plans, even partially, then they have enough artillery and aircraft to turn the entire Donbas into stones, as they did with Mariupol. Zelensky said Mariupol once was one of the most developed cities in the region and was now a Russian concentration camp among the ruins. A senior U.S. defense official said Friday the Russian offensive is going much slower than planned, in part because of the strength of the Ukrainian resistance. He said the U.S. believes the Russians are at least several days behind where they wanted to be as they try to encircle Ukrainian troops in the east. Meanwhile, at a news conference, the Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says Vladimir Putin's attempts at justifying Russia's invasion of Ukraine strain credulity.
It's hard to square his, let's just call it what it is, his BS, that this is about Nazism in Ukraine, and it's about protecting Russians in Ukraine, and it's about defending Russian national interests, when none of them were threatened by Ukraine. It's hard to square that rhetoric by what he's actually doing inside Ukraine.
And Russia has staved off a default on its debt by making a last-minute payment using its precious dollar reserves sitting outside the country. That's according to a U.S. Treasury official. The Russian Finance Ministry said Friday it made the payments at a London branch of Citigroup. The amount of the payment was not disclosed, but earlier this month, Russia's Finance Ministry said it tried to make a 600